The 2019 Hawleys INBA South Pacific Natural Physique and Fitness Championships were held in Taupo recently. Championships are qualifiers for the 2019 INBA PNBA World Cup in Sydney, Australia, and 2019 INBA Natural Olympia in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the US. Among the many competitors from across the country that competed was Jolene Mariner from Auckland, who joins me now in studio to share more about her inspirational journey. Good morning, Jolene, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Very good.
Thank you for having me.
Well, firstly, Jolene, can you talk to me about the division that you competed in and how you fared at the competition?
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. Well, this year I entered the Women's Bodybuilding Novice Short, where I placed second, and the second category I also entered the Women's Bodybuilding Novice, which I also came second in.
Very good. I'm just giving you the circle. Put your phone away. You're talking to me. You're fine. Now, Lingi, talk to me. How did you get into the whole bodybuilding, body sculpting? You know, because it's not one of those things that people would usually think about, I suppose. How did that come about for you?
Very good question. Well, to be honest, Brian, it was something that I never had on my bucket list at all. I had just finished doing a 21K run last year in October, and my coach, Jerry Marmia, who I trained under for One Fit Fitness, challenged me and said, hey, how would you like to consider bodybuilding? And at the beginning as Pacific Islander, I was like, ooh, no, I'm not going to be putting myself, a 40-plus-year-old, into a bikini. However, I found myself training with the bodybuilding team and just actually looking beyond the physical side of bodybuilding and really enjoyed just the lifting and just the training that was involved. So in May, I entered my first competition for the Auckland one, and here I am 10 months later, continuing on with the journey.
Lingi, let's touch on this because, you know, when you mention about the whole, you know, bodybuilding, it's all about body and physique, and for many, myself, I'm holding both hands up, you know, can quite self-conscious about my body. Was it an issue that that was hard for you, and if so, how you overcame that?
As a Pacific Islander, bodybuilding is not a common sport because obviously it is displaying your body, and you know what us Pacific Islanders are like with, you know, just displaying it. But I actually had to look beyond that. For me, it was quite a nerve-wracking experience, but it was actually, it gave me a lot of self-confidence about my body, what God had given me. So it wasn't about just standing out there, but displaying what you actually have, what God has given you in terms of just your body mass and all that sort of stuff. So it was actually a process that I had to journey through. It wasn't just something that came happened overnight and said, okay, I'm going to get in a bikini, but it was the journey that was the highlight.
That's awesome. In terms of your training, talk us through the type of training that you had to do, you know, the physical, the eating, which I'm sure was, you know, very intense for you and requiring a lot of self-discipline.
Absolutely, yeah. Bodybuilding is a sport that is a very selfish sport, I'll say that. However, it's really how you manage it. There is a lot of training involved. It's not just the physical, it's also the mental, the spiritual side. And for me, being a shift worker, it was very hard, but it was also about just time management. So I was training up to 2 to 3 times a day when I could. So there was a lot of cardio, a lot of lifting. But I was really blessed because I trained with a group of people, bodybuilders. So it was a lot of time where we were able to be accountable to each other as well. In terms of the food side, that would probably be the main challenge was the nutrition, because it's all about the food. You can train so many times, but it's the food that is the key. So we were quite blessed because one of our mums, Jerry's mum, she provided our nutrition in terms of the food. It was absolutely beautiful when someone else cooks. But yeah, 80% is definitely the food.
Give us an example, Lingie, of the type of food on your diet when you're training.
Okay, so it's very clean food. So basically, there's a lot of protein portions, of course, with a lot of broccoli, kumara, pumpkin, vegetables, a lot of vegetables, clean, no processed food. So it was very hard. It was very hard, especially for us Pacific Islanders. But when you stick to the food plan, you definitely see the transformation.
You also mentioned earlier in the category the plus 40, you know, for you, a great achievement, you know.
Absolutely,
You know, you talked about the body, but also more mature. And you found a lot of competitors in, you know, seniors or the older ages competing in Taupo.
Absolutely. So Taupo was obviously a bigger competition compared to Auckland, and it's just amazing just being able to compete and be on stage with other 40 plus, and I mean, it just shows that it doesn't matter how old you are, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of older competitors out there.
The camaraderie, what's it like amongst competitors in general? Because you said earlier it's a selfish sport, but when you're there amongst the, is everybody just in their own little mindset, or, you know, like posing to each other, sort of trying to psych each other out, or what's it like backstage?
Yeah. Oh, it's an amazing feeling. It is quite hyped, and you go into the zone where you're just like, yep, no, I'm gonna, you're basically pumping right until you're on stage, weights and all that. But I guess for us, like, when we were backstage in the weekend, it was like just a real sense of unity when you're with other competitors, and just being able to encourage, even on stage with our other Pacific sisters, despite our placings, we were there just to really enjoy, display the outcome of what we had been working hard towards.
And when you look back on the journey and all those months of preparation, what's the, you know, main thing that you take away from that whole journey, Lingie?
I think for me is being able to achieve, make it to that finish line, because it's not an easy, like I said earlier, it's not an easy sport. But once you really put your mind to it, I was so blessed that I was able to journey with a group of other competitors. So we went through our highs and our lows, but at the end of it, we all made it to the finish line. We gave it 100%, and just so happy with the experience.
The family support was very strong during your journey as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, I'm quite fortunate because my children are a bit older, so I had the flexibility to train, I guess, all around the clock, and then be able to cook my own meals, and they, you know, cook their own meals as well. So yeah, a lot of family support, but also a lot of sacrifices that I had to make. For an example, this weekend was my son's ball, so I had to obviously miss it, but I was fortunate that my daughter was here to help and prepare for it. So yeah,
So finally, Lingie, for you know, those listening in this morning, watching online, and it may not necessarily be, you know, taking up bodybuilding, body sculpting, but just in words, encouragement around the whole area of health and fitness. You know, what would you say to people in terms of your own journey and what you've taken away and to be able to pass on to them this morning?
For me, my journey doesn't stop here, although, you know, it is a sport, but for me it's lifestyle, and I just encourage our Pacific people that life is too short. And we just have to look at the statistics here in South Auckland. And my encouragement is just to find something. For me, I have to find something that I can be accountable to, even if it's just walking. You know, find something that you enjoy. You might want to set yourself a goal to work towards. It's not going to happen overnight, but for me, I see it as a lifestyle where I just implement it and I live it every day, not just a short-term fix, but just lifestyle.